From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two U.S. federal courts have issued temporary restraining orders against President Donald Trump's second try at using an executive order to limit who is allowed to enter the United States. A judge in the state of Hawaii blocked both orders of the suspension of the refugee admissions and its ban on issuing new visas to people from a group of six Muslim-majority countries. A federal judge in the state of Maryland's separate injunction Thursday applies only to the visa ban portion of the executive order. Hours after the first judge's order on Wednesday, Trump had this response.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win.
The Trump administration says the ban is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. Returns from Wednesday's Dutch parliamentary election show the center-right government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte prevailing against a challenge from the anti-European Union Party for Freedom of parliamentarian Geert Wilders by a larger margin than expected. Hear now from one of the millions of Dutch voters who cast their ballots.
I think it's great. I think the Netherlands really gave a clear message to all the people that we don't stand for populism. We stand for liberalism. We stand for progressivism. I think that the Netherlands wants to keep on going. We're out of the crisis.
Voter turnout was above 80%, the highest in three decades. The ballot outcome was watched carefully in France, which holds a presidential election next month. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says, in his words, it is clear that a different approach is required after 20 years of failed diplomatic efforts to prevent North Korea from having nuclear weapons. Tillerson spoke Thursday in Tokyo on the opening leg of his first trip to Asia as the top U.S. diplomat.
North Korea and its people need not fear the United States or their neighbors in the region who seek only to live in peace with North Korea. With this in mind, the United States calls on North Korea to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and refrain from any further provocations.
Japan and South Korea, which host U.S. troops and already within range of North Korean missiles, support U.S. efforts to increase diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea. The White House is unveiling what it is calling an American first budget for the federal government on Thursday. President Trump's proposal would slash funding for, among other things, foreign aid and the agency responsible for enforcing environmental regulations. The director of the Office of Management and Budget says the budget will shrink the role of government and improve efficiencies, that is. Legislative approval will require 60 votes in the Senate, and there are no guarantees that everyone in the president's majority Republican Party will support the budget, and nearly all Democrats are likely to oppose it. Russia says it was not involved in any unlawful cyber activities a day after the U.S. Justice Department announced indictments for two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack of Yahoo. A Kremlin spokesman told reporters Thursday that no Russian office, including the Russian Federal Security Service, the FSB, was involved. The assistant attorney for the U.S. said the four indictments include two FSB officers and two hackers who helped them in the intrusion. The U.S. says hackers targeted the accounts of government officials from both Russia and the United States, as well as journalists, financial service employees, and military personnel. One of the hackers was arrested Tuesday in Canada. And tensions between Turkey and European Union nations continued Wednesday, with Germany saying it reserves the right to impose entry bans on Turkish officials hoping to campaign in the country next month before next month's constitutional referendum, giving President Recep Tayyip Erdogan new sweeping powers. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.